Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Buzz, and that is, of course, Who Shot Scott's new track, Pack Steel, which we will be playing after our corridor with Who Shot Scott, who is currently on the line, coming to us post-meditation from Tamaki Makaurau. Morena, how you doing?
Morena, how are we doing, bro? Glad to be here with you, man.
I'm very, very chill. It's
nice.
It's slowly turning very grey here. How is it up in Tamaki?
From what I can see, nice sun peeking through clouds. Hopefully that sticks around. As we know, our country and our, you know, pretty fluctuating, but fingers crossed.
Highly variable temperature, totally, and weather. How was your holidays over the 2024-2025 break?
So good, man. I went to Australia with my girlfriend, and we, like, went to... we just, like, went to Brisbane and Gold Coast and then saw some family and stuff. It was really, like, I needed that, eh? Like, I really, really needed a break. Last year, all the music that I was writing and stuff was, like, really angry, like, really pissed off. So, like, I just need... It's really good to just have some time for me. So, yeah.
I think also everyone was just really tired at the end of last year. You know, I was next. Yeah. Do you see any cool wildlife? Sorry.
I didn't see any wildlife. I said I'm feel like I'm still tired right now. I feel like the year is, like, it's weird. Like, it's already started, but I'm still feeling like slowly getting back into it. I don't know about you, but
No, for me, I'm still. It's December 53rd for me.
Yeah.
Oh man, did they ever find Who Shot Scott?
Nah, they never did.
So
I mean,
still on the loose.
Well, I mean, if you read up online, and this is not me giving away too much, you can find out. Because I've mentioned it in interviews that I shot Scott, like me, Z, you know, I'm the one that shot Scott. But that's kind of not even the point, you know what I mean? The point is, like, what does that even mean? Like, who is Scott? Like, what is any of that? That's the part that I'll never reveal. But when it comes to who shot Scott, I mean, the answer is that it's me. Like, I'm the person who shot Scott.
How do you escape the charges? Yeah. It feels like that's a pretty, you know, it's a pretty profound crime there.
Well, Scott might not be a real person, you know, and then it's not a criminal offense.
I feel like you could make a whole kind of franchise about who the Scott might be. You know, you do a whole concept album about shooting a guy.
Dude, totally. I mean, I had someone tell me I should make, like, Who Shot Scott board game, like murder mystery board game merch. So that's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
I'm very expensive, like, I imagine, to make, but totally very nuanced and unique.
Totally.
Trawling through your Instagram, I saw a post you put out to promote 2024 single called The Data, and in the caption you say that you were at a music seminar hosted by a huge social media company where they claimed to be behind artists' backs, but they really weren't. Did that experience change your mind about what you thought about the industry, or did it confirm your thoughts that the industry is, chews artists up and spits them out?
Yeah, I think it confirmed it, because in New Zealand, we actually have a really friendly industry, and a lot of the people on the business side and on the art side, they all kind of, everyone, like, there's a humility here, I feel, and there's a lot of kindness. But, you know, you obviously hear about, like, on the major sort of, like, on the worldwide scale when things get scaled up, and we're talking about, like, big pop artists and stuff like that, how industry planty things can be and how inauthentic and all that. And so just I was overseas and I went to this seminar, and it was like it just reaffirmed sort of that whole sentiment, which was kind of sad, you know, because I guess maybe in New Zealand we're in our own little bubble where there's, like, beautiful independent music being made and all these, you know, radio stations like you guys supporting independent music and stuff like that, and it's all about art, it feels like, or at least there's more of an inclination towards that sort of, you know, sincere artistic expression. It sort of just, like, confirmed it. I did have a lot of anger around the whole thing, and I had to put it out into music, and it just manifested itself.
Would you prefer if, you know, Spotify and the other DSPs just admitted to being incredibly predatory instead of putting on a huge charade?
That's the funny thing is, like, I don't think I'm one to speak on that, but I don't even know, like, just if we are opening that conversation up, I'm not even sure that they consider themselves predatory. I think that, you know, they look at the reality of the business right now, and for them it's justified, you know, and I think that's the case with a lot of business people. It's like they view it solely as a business, you know, and I don't really have a problem. I mean, I obviously, like, it's sad that Spotify pays shit all to artists and all that stuff, but I don't really ever have a problem with the industry or social media per se. I think my problem is that it's sad when artists who are really talented sell themselves short and like try to quote unquote cut corners or just compromise their artistic vision in hopes of like pleasing the algorithmic lords. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, it's not like art is not about that to me. Like, it's so much deeper. It's so much more spiritual. And like, I just wish more people, I think like there's so many talented people that are like selling themselves short, and it'd be cool to just hear more full artistic expressions all around. I just want good music, you know, I just want good art, and that's sort of what I stand for.
Totally. And to reduce that all down to maximizing shareholder value, it does feel a bit weird.
Yeah.
Feel a bit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
When you say you don't want to pack steel on the track, it reads to me as kind of a premeditative or contemplative warning to any haters who might get caught in your path should they approach you. Is that the, one of the correct reads of the song, is that you're warning your haters?
You know, it's funny because you know how we were talking about David Lynch before, mm-hmm. and we were saying like, you know, David Lynch is famous for never explaining what a song means. Mm. And this is the reason. And the reason I think is because that was beautiful. Like what you just said was an interpretation, and I don't want to now go and like take that away from you. You know,
please
what I mean?
Take it away. Because we're,
but I, yeah, yeah, I will. I definitely will. I always sort of preface whatever I say with like, you know, I think that art is what I, the way I make it and the way people conceive it is two different things. So like whatever way someone takes it is awesome. Really, that song came from more of like an internal battle with myself. Like I often get in my head, you know, maybe everyone does, but like, you know, 4 a.m. wake up like, oh, how could that person have said that to me? That's who do they think they are? You know, like that thing. And it's just like, I just realized one night, I was like, it was very specifically with one of my best friends. He didn't even do anything. We just had like a bit of like a disagreement or something. And I just felt so disrespected and like woke up at like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. just like, oh, who does he think he is? And this and that. And then like pretty quickly, and maybe it's all the meditation, but I don't know. But pretty quickly, I realized I'm like, I'm not really in a fight with my friend. I'm in a fight with myself right now. You know, this is me battling against my own perception of a situation. And yeah, it's just like, I guess the song, me saying, I don't want to pack steel, like packing heat, you know, like I don't want to pack a gun. Like I don't want to, like I don't want to be in this war constantly. Like I'm done with being at war with myself and with my perception of other people disrespecting me, or yeah, just like it feels like I always have to have an antagonist for a reason. Like, why do I always have to antagonize? Like, whether that's someone else or whether that's me, like, I'm done with it, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, new antagonist could be something like the military industrial conflict, something, you know, something worth putting hateful energy into, you know?
yeah, totally.
The instrumental kind of reflects that notion, I think, because it's much more funky, utilizing a whole lot of bass, some real delicious guitar licks, as well as a very solid drum beat, and it feels like a slight departure from your usually more distorted, fast-paced, hectic sound. Do you think that toning down, I guess, those effects, those distortions, do you think there's something you see yourself doing more in 2025 as you come to peace with yourself, or you're on that journey to coming peace with yourself?
Wow, that's cool. I don't know that I've ever sort of been that intentional about my sonic choices to reflect where I'm at mentally. I think that I create music because obviously, you know, I produce my own stuff. I think I just create these like sonic soundscapes and then I'll put meaning to them later. Mm. And so that just to sort of like, not to remove the magic from it or anything, but it was just the right vibe. Like I'm very intuitive with my process. I think I try to keep the intellectualizing to other people, or, you know, I just don't think about my art that way. So yeah, like that just so happened to be a song that I made, and like the lyrics kind of were saying what it was saying, but just a little bit different stuff. And so I just continued working on it, and the meaning slowly, naturally came together. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the future holds either, because my process is so like intuitive, you know, so it might get more distorted, it might get less distorted, I have no idea, but we shall find out like a year from now when it's out, you know.
Fantastic. Fan bloody tastic. I like that. All surprises. That's fantastic.
Yeah, totally.
A policy,
totally.
No surprises is your policy. I like that.
Yeah.
The instrumental kind of reminded me of a video game, Ratchet and Clank 3. Have you ever played that game?
Cool. I haven't, but I played a lot of video games growing up, and I think a lot of my music is reflective of my nostalgia for Tony Hawk's and Crash Bandicoot and a lot of music. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I feel like it's kind of a gamey song because you don't have the vocals on the instrumental, but you've got vocals. I don't have distortion on the instrumental, but you've got distortion on your vocals. That kind of sounds a bit chiptune-y, a bit arcadey, very video gamey kind of vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you still play video games, or are you off that?
I still just like to play the classic arcadey ones. Like, I love the Tony Hawk series, especially. Mm-hmm. And what else, really? I mean, yeah, I haven't played in a while, but, like, I was always big on, like, just arcade stuff. So, like, Street Fighter, Tekken, Crash Bandicoot, stuff like that. Not really into the whole, like, sort of, like, you know, I don't even know what to say, but, like,
there's
like, so many games.
Kind of like the classic games.
Yeah. I think my cousins were a lot older than me, and those were the sort of games they were playing, and so they sort of trickled down into my world. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
There's a little clip of you on IG spinning around on what I assume is a merry-go-round, and the camera is intensely focused on your face. This is, of course, promo for the new song, which we're talking about. And I assume this is a clip from an upcoming music video, but were you actually on a merry-go-round for that?
Yeah, man, totally. Like three takes, and we all for the whole duration of the song.
God damn! Do you have vertigo problems or anything? Like, did you get major spins?
Yeah, I made a mistake of having a coffee beforehand. That was a really bad mistake. I should have learned my lesson. I will say one thing: I'm wearing sunglasses. I'm closing my eyes the whole time in that video.
Oh, okay.
I've actually closed my eyes. But yeah, I felt terrible. I felt terrible like that whole. Like for like 3-4 hours after that, I was like, why did I do that? But hey,
what were you gonna say? Sorry,
just the things we do for art,
yeah, totally. Did it interfere with your appetite? Were you like able to eat okay after that? I imagine no.
Let me think. It was like a few months ago now, so I'm not entirely sure, but I think it may have like kind of. Yeah, I probably would have taken it very easy on food for the rest of that day. I don't think I would have, like, gone into a burger or anything like that. I probably would have taken it pretty easy.
Just a plate full of bacon. Yeah.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Horrifying. I like to do a thing with any artists I get who operate in the field of hip-hop. And I like to know what was maybe a highlight for you for hip-hop from last year? What was a hip-hop album or EP that was in your rotation heavily?
I don't listen to much new music. I stick to the old stuff, I intentionally don't listen to any hip hop because I'm like, if I'm gonna make hip hop, I should be listening to other things. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, I guess the most basic answer, I suppose, is the whole, like, you know, Kendrick Lamar releasing all those like Drake disses and stuff like that. You know, cool. It's just cool. Cool to hear Kendrick like rapping again. You know, I'm not necessarily like a huge fan of him or anything, but definitely those songs were like quite, it felt like significant to the culture, you know, that whole thing. So and just nice for someone to put Drake in his place.
Totally. I'm a number one Drake hater from the SRE. Yeah. Hate that guy so much. Oh my goodness. Thank you very much for coming on the program this morning and chatting about the new track, Pack Steel. I originally thought it might have been about having a job where you pack steel, but I figured we don't really have a lot of steel jobs in the country, so I don't
know.
Do you have any releases? Do you have any new releases or shows you'd like to plug?
I got the release, the song just came out today, but there is an EP coming out in a month from now with this song and all the songs I've been releasing up till now and more music. And in Auckland, I'm playing Cross Street Festival. I'm playing WOMAD this year. I still think it's 2024. Yeah, I'm playing WOMAD this year. Lots of fun things going on, bro. It's a lot of music, a lot of live show.
Nice. Busy year for Who Shall Start.
Hopefully. Yeah, Busy's good.
Nice. Cool, and it also has your name in it, Busy.
Yeah, there you go.
Meant to be.
That's what I'm talking about. Meant to be, bro.
All right. Thank you very much for coming on the program, and take care.
All right. Peace, brother.
Kakite. All right, folks, that was Who Shot Scott. We're talking about his new track, Pack Steel, which you can find all over the internet. And then we're going to do some surf reporting at 10:30, God willing, and then a couple of news updates at 10:45. You're listening to Radio 1. Keep it locked. Here's Who Shot Scott.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.